Step. Thank you for it all. For everything you ever did for me. Thank you. The only reason I'm standing now is because of you. Hey, welcome to the Word Unknown. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God. To all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus, we're so happy to have each and every one of you all. Today is Thankful Thursday, bless God. Hallelujah. Thankful Thursday. So, you know what that means? That means that we all gonna have a scripture to be thankful for. Now, again, we don't put pressure on nobody. It's all on you. If you want to, there's a certain scripture you want to thank God for, well, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless him with his word. For those that don't know it, God loves to hear his word. Hallelujah. He loved to hear it. That's why he said, when you speak it to him, it won't return unto him void, but it accomplished what he sent it out to do. And that is to live in us. So he is his word. He's living in us. Okay, we're going to have a word of prayer. Let's see here. I want to make mention of, and anybody who have anybody they want to make mention of, we want to stop right now and do that. But Brother Wesley, he's asking for prayer. And we want to remember him in a word of prayer, Brother Wesley. Also, want to remember Tress's daughter, Jermaine and Jamara, both of them. But the God would just put a hedge of protection around them. Those who I have that we want to make mention of. Anybody else have anybody else they want to make mention of before we go into a word of prayer here?
Pastor Avery and family.
Okay. Anyone else? Well, I asked Pastor Bill, you should just go ahead and give us a word of prayer. And then we'll get into Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah.
Praise God. And good afternoon, everyone, Pastor, and thank you for that song. Amen. We want to thank God for all things. Amen. Everything.
Yeah.
And I like to open up with words of affirmation. I can walk by the Spirit, Galatians 5:16-17. I can be a light to all, for my God, Matthew 5:14. I am a new creature in 2 Corinthians 5:17. We are content. I am content. We can be content with the Lord, Philippians 4:11. And then we can be secure in the Lord, Romans 8:38-39. Amen, amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, Father God, with those that are requesting prayer today, Father God, Brother Wesley, Jermaine and Jamira and Pastor Dorch, Father God, you know what they stand in the need of, Father God. And we're just praying in your name, Father God, that they, that their needs will be met according to your will, man, not our will, but your will, Father God. And praying, Father God, for all those that are listening and those that participate today, Father God. Lord, we know that you're working things out for them, Father. And Lord, we just want to thank you, Father God, for the word of God and thanking you for our pastor as he teaches this word. We're just praying that you'll be with him also. Father God, we're just thanking you for the word of praise. And we just come before you today, Father God, in your word and thanking you that your word real, your word is alive, your word will guide us and strengthen us where we are weak, Father God. Your word teaches us that you will give us perfect peace, and your word lets us know in the scripture tells us we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. So Father, bless each and every one. We bind up anything to try to come up against us, to try to hinder us. We pray blood of Jesus on us all, Father God, and we just will be with all those that are sick and shut in, those who've asked us to keep them in prayer, and be with those, Father God, that are going through and those who are bereaved. You will be perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, we give you thanks today, thanking you for your word, And we just ask that you continue to have your way in our life as we continue on this journey. We give you praise in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that profound prayer. And yes, brothers and sisters, it's important that we have prayer, because the Bible says man can pray all the time. That's one thing you can do, and you ain't got to ask nobody. And then you can do it secretly. You can do it within. Mm-hmm. So I thank God for that. And one of the things we've been talking about, especially when it comes to knowledge, you know, I'm going to tell you this too, brothers and sisters. We have to grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. So how are you going to grow and not grow in knowledge? Mm. You have to grow in knowledge. And I like what he said also. If you want to be able to escape this polluted world, it's going to take knowledge. For after they escape the pollution of the world through knowledge, the thing that's going to help you escape this world way of thinking and so forth, it's going to take knowledge, man.
Amen.
And that knowledge is revelation knowledge. It's just not knowledge you get out of a book, because if that's the case, everybody could escape. But no, that's not the way it is. It's revelation knowledge.
Amen. Like
your mother, your grandmother, they all had good knowledge. They had worldly knowledge. What you need for your eternal life is revelation knowledge. And you pray to ask God to unveil that or reveal that to you in his word, and he'll do it.
Yes.
Remember over there, Pastor read last week, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. Sometimes we just got to wait on God to give us that knowledge. But you, it don't do no good if you're not going to get in the word of God. Okay?
Amen.
So we've been talking about adding more knowledge to knowledge. So we're going to open it up. Anyone have a scripture that you want to share, or any word that's revelated, do so now.
Amen. Praise God, praise God. Well, Pastor, you said that revelation knowledge, amen. I like to back over the scripture, St. John 11 and verses 25 and 36. It says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? So as I was reading that scripture, meditating on that scripture, at verse 26 said, whosoever believeth, no, whosoever liveth and believeth in me
that is.
Shall die. Believest thou this? So that takes me over to Galatians 3, and beginning with the first verse, it says, so if ye then be risen with Christ.
That's Colossians. That's Colossians, not Galatians. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I went to Galatians. Thank you, Pastor. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Colossians 3 and verse 1 said, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God.
Yes.
So first of all, you got to believe it. And then that second verse tells us to set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was thinking about that, I'm saying, okay, so first of all, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. So because he is the resurrection and the life, and you believe that, then stop thinking worldly-minded and set our affections on things above. So
right.
We have to get in that and meditate on that word. And I'm still meditating on that word.
Yes,
because
yes.
We are resurrected.
Yes.
Jesus himself is resurrected.
Say that.
So now we are seeking those things that are above. Our mind is set there. So the world is not going to understand a lot that we say because it's still worldly minded.
Correct.
And
correct.
Now that we're new in Christ, because it tells us that in Corinthians 2:5-17, that we're new in Christ. So we pushed all that old stuff out of the way. Now, because we're resurrected.
Yes.
We're resurrected with Jesus. We're resurrected now. We're new in Christ.
Yes.
Old are passed away.
Did you? Yes.
All things are become new. And because of that, we're no longer bound down by sin. And yes, we are perfect. Because the word says we are. We are complete. So since that is that, and I'm so thankful for revelation knowledge and how now that I know, I didn't know before. I'm not ashamed to tell it. I didn't understand that before. But thank God he's opened up the knowledge, revelation knowledge. I can understand this. And so, you know, brothers and sisters, we have to have an open mind. We have to ask the Lord to give us that mind so that we understand that we are to seek those things that are above now.
Hello.
Because, amen. And it tells us also in Colossians, the third chapter in the 12th verse, that we are to put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another. Any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. So that's what we have to do now that we're seeking those things above. Amen.
Amen.
And it says, and above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perseverance. And let the peace of God, oh, hallelujah, rule in your hearts. Also, ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Amen. So I'm so thankful that pastor is teaching on revelation knowledge because it truly helps us to open up our mind, free your mind, because your mind will have you thinking this you can't do this and you can't do that. But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Thank you, Pastor.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Pastor Bell. Anyone else? Yes. Anyone else?
Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon. Amen.
Thanking God for another day. He didn't have to wake us up and start us on our way.
Amen.
Let us come together one more time. And I like to share James 1, verses 2 through 3. It's going to be from the New Living Translation. Dear brothers and sisters, when trouble of any kind comes your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow.
Amen.
I like this scripture because we're going to have troubles.
Yes.
How you deal with it. And on the other side of that is that opportunity for great joy.
Yes.
You don't like joy. I love me some joy.
Yes.
Or you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. I mean, that's just awesome. That's just awesome. And I'm standing on my scripture. By his stripes we are healed.
Yeah.
It's just a blessed day. I just thank the Lord for Pastor Beasley, Pastor Bell. I just thank him for you guys, because you guys helping me to grow in the word. And my Ellie, she enjoys listening to the word. She looks forward to it. You know, God is touching.
Bless her.
I just thank you. One day she's going to say something, but she's not ready yet.
All right. Praise God.
Okay. Hallelujah. Anyone else? Thank you so much, Evangelist Renee. Praise God. Anyone else?
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah, go ahead.
You did.
I did. I need that. I really, truly need that. So thank you.
No problem.
God bless.
Amen. I just want to thank God for another day. I thank God, Lord, just that you just watch over us. Father, I just pray that you break generational sin. All the iniquities of the parents, that it touches not their children and their grandchildren, God. I pray that you just burn it up, pull it off from the root, all the dysfunction, hallelujah, generational dysfunction. I pray, Father, that the children and the great-grandchildren be set free from generational sin in Jesus' name. Cover the ones that's an extension of us, God, in the blood, hallelujah.
Yes.
Blood cover and blood protect our loved ones, family, friends, loved ones, fatherless, motherless. Father God, we cry out to you right now, God. We need you, Lord, hallelujah, to send your power down here, God. We need power to be in our prayer, God. We need solutions from heaven in the name of Jesus, God. Bind everything that rises itself and exalts itself against the word of God in our children, Father. Let our prayer, hallelujah, stand in the gap for them, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bind everything, hallelujah, that rises itself against our family, God, in the name of Jesus, Father. I pray that the Holy Ghost live and dwell on the inside of our loved ones, God. Bless them to hear a word from you, God. Quicken their spirit and connect their spirit to your spirit, God. Give them a connection from heaven in the name of Jesus, God.
Yes,
I just bind you, devil. I hate you, Satan. I rebuke and bind you out of my family in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I pray, Father, that faith, supernatural faith in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Your power in heaven be on earth, God. You said you would leave us not by ourselves, but you would leave a power, Lord. Hallelujah. Power in your spirit, God. In the name of Jesus, Father, I lift my son up in prayer, God. I rebuke and bind the devices of Satan afar from him in Jesus' name, God. Cover my son in the name of Jesus. Blood wash his mind. Hallelujah. Lead him into help, God. Send a word and water it in the spirit, God. Rebuke the devices of Satan off of my child, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Amen and amen.
Amen.
And everybody agrees, said amen.
Amen.
Well, we put ourselves in agreement with that, and along with everything else that's been prayed for, Brother Wesley, we agreed earlier, and we still praying, standing on that right now. I want to say one other thing, too, brothers and sisters. I call it done in Jesus' name. I don't pray for devils. I don't pray for the sick. What I pray for is that Satan have to loose him and let him go. He don't have any choice in the matter. He don't have no choice. Not in this matter.
Hallelujah.
Bible said whatever we bind on earth, he'll bind it in heaven. And whatever we're going to allow, and we're not going to allow it, Satan, you have to loose your hope right now on Camaro, on Jamara, on Wesley, on Brother and Pastor Dortch family. You got to loose it right now, Satan, and we're going to call it done.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Bible says, may the peace of God rest with us, brothers and sisters. And I'm going to tell you, sometimes we miss what God is telling us. We miss what he's telling us. Because of the power you have with him, you're already there. You're already there. You just tell that creep what the word of God says, and he has to obey. Satan don't have any choice when it comes to the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Heaven and earth have passed away before one jot tilt of God's word. Brothers and sisters, nobody can stand up against the word of God. Who greater? No one greater. And I thank all of you all. Anyone else? I'm doing everything I can to keep the brakes on it. I'm pumping the brakes. Hallelujah. But I'm fired up. And I want that creep to know that he's going to have to take his hand off of anybody remotely associated with this ministry. He'll have, because see, this is about meat here. This is a meat house. This ain't no milk. You get milk just for babe. We do God's will. We obey his word.
Yes, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Things in heaven and things in earth and things beneath the earth have to obey God's word.
Yes, amen, hallelujah.
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 Well, as we add more knowledge to knowledge, if anyone else, it's in somebody's heart to say something. I don't know who you are, but we don't put pressure on anyone, but someone has something to say. Somebody else has something else to say. And I want to leave it open. I don't know if you ever spoke on the broadcast before. It doesn't matter. But it's in your spirit to say something. And the Lord just spoke that to me. If it's just to say, thank you, Lord. See, that breaks the ice. Sometimes you got to just confess that thing. And if it's nothing but praise God, hallelujah, let Satan know you're not afraid.
Hallelujah.
For those that don't know, right now we're living in a time where the bullies are bullying everything. They bullying children in school. They bullying workers. Even Putin is trying to bully Satan is just bullying people right now.
Jesus, have mercy, Lord, have mercy.
And the Lord told me the bully can't overdo his word, brothers and sisters. I'm going to tell you that right now. So stop letting Satan bully you. You go ahead on and decree and declare that it's done. Well, I don't know if the Lord will. No, if you ask him, he's going to do it. He said you have not because you ask not. The only reason you don't have was because you ain't asked yet. And if you did, you asked amiss. So ask and stand on it. And said that all hell high water pass. I'm not. Be like that. Be defiant. Be defiant. Yeah. Stand on it. If there's only two soldiers left.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That Ukraine president said, you know what? It doesn't matter. If just one man standing, we fighting. We fighting to the end.
Oh,
that's what you got to do, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
If that Ukraine president can make that stand, and here we are Christians, you ought to make that same stand. In the midst of the battle, it doesn't matter what it looked like. They thought they was going to take the capital, Ukraine capital. But he stood there and said, now, if I'm the last one standing, I'm fighting. Now, I want to know, the Bible says that we have to fight the good fight. And the good fight of faith is you using that word. But there's somebody need to speak. I don't know who you are, but God put it in my spirit that somebody just need to go on and confess it. You had some trouble with your home, with your finances and stuff. You just go on and bind that mess up right now in the name of Jesus.
Right now in the name of Jesus.
And we standing with you. You got some brothers and sisters on this broadcast right here. We'll stand with you.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
We'll stand stronger than that Ukraine president. And that's in the bomb flying all over his head, and he's standing there. We're standing. The Bible says, when you've done all to stand, stand there for Ephesians 6. So we stand there.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
Our faith is based in Christ, brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
And that's based on the word of God.
Yeah. Yes, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Well,
hallelujah.
I thank everybody for joining. Anybody else? I tell you, you got to let the word of God, you have to let that word dwell in you. I think it's, I think it's Colossians 3:15. I don't know why I'm thinking there, but I'm thinking it's Colossians 3:15 or 3:16. You have to allow that. You have to let that word dwell in you, brother and sister. You got to you got to let that peace of God, and that's in the word of God. So every time that ugly devil show his head, you put that word on. Say, you wasn't there when we prayed about that. That's done. That's done. We already prayed about that, Satan. Don't be bringing that mess to me. God said he going to do it. It's a done deal. We ain't doubting. We believing. We standing on that word. It's done. Because he is going to come back. Slewfoot going to come back and have you to pray 57 times. No, you done asked God, hey, call it done. I asked you to get off my foot. You standing on my foot, I asked you to get off. And you done got off and I'm still asking you? No, it's done.
All right. It's done. Amen. 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 That's Colossians 3:16, Pastor. It says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Amen.
Amen. Listen, brother and sister. You have to allow that to happen. You have to let the word of God. You have to do that. You have to say, well, the word of God is in me, and that's what he said, so that's what I'm standing on. See, that's where your peace is at. That's where your peace is at, is in the word of God. That's how God rules in your heart.
Yes.
And so, you know the Bible says, and then be thankful. Be thankful. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. You heard my prayer. See, I don't walk around with this so crazy stuff thinking, oh, God didn't hear me. Yeah, he heard me. I know he heard me. He heard everything. His ears ain't that heavy. He hear me.
Hallelujah.
So I bind up that flesh, and I tell that flesh, oh, he heard me. You wasn't there. You weren't there when I was talking to him. Yeah, it's done. So that peace within me that God said he heard me, that's all I need to know. I can walk around confessing that all day long. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He heard me.
Yes.
Anyone else? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Okay. Amen. Well, we'll see you all tomorrow for the word at night.